Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Pragmatic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Election Day, November 6th. I wanted to get this out before the polls close so I can sit back and watch the election returns tonight. For those of you doing your own decodes at home, you can find Q-drops on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub. If you have an Android phone, you can get Q-drops or Q-alerts, so you'll get notifications when Q posts. They're not available for iPhone. My theme is the entire world is watching. All right, this is a post from November 4th, right after I wrapped up my last video. Q posted this a couple nights ago, so it is it's a little bit of snarky attitude from Q. Previews of coming attractions, and we have Guardians of the Pedophiles, Panic in D.C., and FISAgate. Coming soon to a theater near you. Q posted this. It's about the elections. Polls are rigged and do not capture an accurate snapshot. There is a silent majority of people that are not polled. Will you answer the call? Vote, vote, vote. Q. We got links to a couple of tweets by the president and a drop by Q from August 31st about how the fake news media tries to discourage people and get them to not show up at the polls by falsely reporting the numbers. So this is the drop from Q, and this is a tweet from the president. So funny to see CNN's fake suppression polls and false rhetoric. Watch for real results Tuesday. We're lucky CNN's ratings are so low. Don't fall for this suppression game. Go out and vote. Remember, we now have perhaps the greatest economy, jobs, in the history of our country. And then it's the second tweet. Law enforcement has been strongly notified to watch closely for any illegal voting, which may take place in Tuesday's election or on early voting. Anyone caught will be subject to the maximum criminal penalties allowed by law. Thank you. And we're going to be doing some memes here, just because that's what Q wants us to do. And I like memes. Memes are fun. This man will either wake you or break you. That is a fact. If you want to do your own memes, it's pretty simple. Just go on the internet and find some images that you like. And you can go to any number of meme generator websites. You can just look in a search engine and put in meme generator. You'll be taken to a website where you can upload an image. You can then type in text in a box. It'll make the text appear over the image. And some of them have text lines on top and bottom. Some just have one line of text. Depends on which meme generator you use. Really easy to generate simple memes. Then you just save it, copy and save it, or whatever you want, and then you can post it. Brad Parscale hosted a live call-in with President Trump yesterday. If you called in to this number and entered the passcode, you would be able to listen in on the call. So the passcode is 1163234. And Q posted this, the link to the Twitter status. What number does the passcode add up to for anons? Well, that would be 17. Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Coincidence? All right. I'm going to let you watch this video. President pointing out the guy with the green Q. And Q posted this. This is on Patriots Fight. This seems to be an internal conversation with President and people on the Q team. Did they get the shot? I pointed directly at it three times. I turned and double pointed just to be clear. Did they pick up the boom, boom, boom? Something is happening. Yes, Mr. President, anons are actively tracking. Message received. Good, that's good. So an internal dialogue with the Q team. And then one of the anons saw that, reposted this, the Trump double point, watch for a QVIP. Q then responded, and another point out prior to that one, memes locked on target, fire when ready, high priority targets today and tomorrow, where we go one, we go all, Q. This is a post from, it was a rally in Tampa back a few months ago where the president pointed out a guy holding up the letter Q. How many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? And are there any reporters who are the least bit curious as to why the president is pointing at some guy holding up a large green letter Q? We triple dog dare to ask. Yes, we do. All right. Billy Cubic Inch 400 tweeted out a video of the president making a Q in the air. You can see it there. I'll let you look at the video. And as you can see, that is a pretty clear indication. The president is making a letter Q with his finger. And then Q wrote this, "Do you air Q?" Anon said, "Yep, air Q delivery, keck." By the way, for those of you who are not familiar, keck is just the way that the Anons would say LOL, laughing out loud. Q wrote, "Trolling the fake news media is fun." And if you can't have fun while saving the world, you're doing it wrong. One of the Anons posted this. "Y'all are just begging for disclosure at this point. Huge, obvious error Q. Are you kidding me? Let's do this, Q." Q said, "POTUS really made that one obvious, didn't he? It was the end that sealed it, where he made the little tail with his finger." If Q is a LARP, why won't they, the reporters, ask the president the question? All they need to do is ask the president, "Hey, will you denounce Q? Is Q part of your team? Please tell us Q is a LARP." They don't want to ask the question because they know the answer. Q posted this, "Vote, vote, vote three times. Will you answer the call? Your country needs you, Q." And then we've got this. It's a link to a Twitter status, and the left has no chance, Q. Q's been telling us for a long time that the midterm elections are safe. Disclosure backpack. Now that it's becoming undeniable that the president supports Q, I'm reposting my video poking fun at the ridiculous clown narrative that the president needs to be rescued from the harmful Q movement. Laugh and enjoy the show. It's only going to get better. One of the Anons posted this. "Guys, there are rumors exploding all over Twitter that Skippy Podesta, John Podesta, committed suicide. Digging for real sauce on this." Well, don't dig too hard. Q said it's fake news, but both Podesta brothers do have pending sealed indictments. I had no doubt about that. Some of those people will be going to Gitmo. Last night, Q posted a link to a tweet from my last Twitter thread. And Q wrote, "Memes now front and center. Attack on the Q movement. Fear. Coincidence. Q." This is a tweet. It's an MSN article about how Instagram has been taken over by conservative meme artists who are driving them crazy because they're having a hard time censoring those memes. George Papadopoulos confirmed what Q told us months ago, that those who had illegal FISA surveillance warrants against them had to be pressured into silence. He tweeted this, "The guys with illegal FISAs on them, the Obama administration, me, Carter Page, General Flynn, and Paul Manafort, have been silenced. A FOIA request on my FISA should be very interesting reading in case declassification doesn't occur. Shocked that the New York Times is asking for Page's FISA to remain sealed." Yeah, why would the New York Times want Carter Page's FISA application to be sealed? What are they afraid of? Q reposted a drop explaining how the deep state targeted and silenced those that they put under surveillance when they spied on the Trump campaign. This is an old drop. And then Q wrote, "Declass is coming. Remain in the public light. Safety, Q." So Q here is alluding to the fact that as long as Papadopoulos is in the public light, as long as he is on people's radar, it would be very dangerous for the deep state to do anything to him. And he's talking publicly about this on Twitter. He's been talking about it for weeks. And that is providing a measure of safety for him. It's in his best interest to keep doing that. This is the previous drop from Q. And the essential narrative is they took people like Manafort, Carter Page, Papadopoulos, connected them to someone from Russia like Natalia Veselnitskaya, once they made contact with that person, they could then get a FISA warrant on them. They could then enter them into the Mueller investigation, and Mueller could bring charges against them to keep them quiet. This is another tweet from Papadopoulos. The death threats and slander have begun. That can only mean one thing: declassification of FISA abuse and the exposure of the attempt by Australia and the UK to sabotage Trump is near. Q responded to that, "We put the spotlight on him for this very reason. He has no choice now but to remain in the light. This is not a game, Q." Q is saying that as long as Papadopoulos is on Twitter, he's going public with his story, he's safe. If he goes quiet and if he allows the pressure to get to him, then he's in danger. Q posted this, shout out to one of the Patriots. Eyes on Patriot history books, and that would be free speech isn't free. Do you see us, Q, reporting for duty? Copy that. We see you. Q posted this. It is a long message, and I am going to read it to you. There is a time when our children stood at attention and put their hands on their heart and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a time when strength and honor meant something. There was a time when standing for our flag meant something. There was a time when our history, heritage, was taught with pride and respect. There was a time when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our God-given freedom. There was a time when we were grateful. There was a time when these United States of America were one nation under God and were united. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united and under one flag. There was a time when we the people decided our future. There was a time when we the people had a voice. There was a time when we the people were united and strong. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. Ronald Reagan. It is time we the people reclaim what is rightfully ours. Will you answer the call? Your country needs you. Your vote matters. We stand together. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13, Q. And we have this meme up here in the right-hand corner. It is time to unite and fight for freedom. Together we are strong. Apart we are weak. Patriots have no skin color, Q. And Anon wrote this, Q, may God bless us all today. Q said, amen, Patriot, we are grateful. And then Q responded, vote, vote, vote. Will you answer the call? Your country needs you, Q. One of the Anons wrote this, once you take care of yours, please help Canada, Q. Q responded, the world will follow, think Merkel, Q. Q has told us that after we get our deep state taken care of and after we get rid of the corruption, Europe is next. And the fact that Angela Merkel announced that she was stepping down, I think that decision was influenced by the battle that she sees Trump and his people engaged in with the people who hold power over European leaders. The world is one day going to be free of that corrupt influence. Q posted this, vote in meme, vote in meme, vote in meme. We are counting on you. Well, here's my vote in meme. Meme. It's really simple. I just go on search engines and I find images. As long as it has a little black area where I can put some white text or a white area where I can put some black text, works pretty well. Just put it in my Microsoft Paint program, type in the text over it, and then save it. This is what our movement is about. The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We are all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend freedom and liberty to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew. This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our republic from those who wished us harm. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety. This is about restoring our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America. We are all God's children. We are fathers. We are mothers. We are daughters. We are sons. We are brothers. We are sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color. We are united in these states of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again. For God and country, please answer the call and vote. God bless America. Where we go one, we go all. Q. This is what our movement is about. Short version. Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. This is more on what our movement is about. They want one thing and one thing only, power. They lie, cheat, and promise you the world to obtain it. They do not love our country. They despise it. They want to destroy it. Show your love of country by voting today. Return power to the people. Return all glory to her former state. We honor those who fought and continue to fight to save and defend this great country. We will do our part. Will you do yours? Vote, vote, vote. Justice is coming. This is what we stand for. Be proud, patriots. Today, like in 2016, you are in one united voice rising up to defend this great nation. Today, like in 2016, you are in one united voice protecting the freedoms in which so many have died to provide. Today, like in 2016, you are in one voice united, making America great again. We stand together. We stand united. We stand for our flag. We stand for good. We stand for what is right. We stand for compassion. We stand for freedom. We stand for peace. We stand for liberty. We stand for justice. We stand for equality. We stand for prosperity for all. We stand for religious freedom. We stand for human rights. We stand for life. We stand for each other. We stand for friendship. We stand for love. We stand for the United States of America. Are you proud to be an American? Today, America is reunited. There's a link that Q posted to a video, and I don't want to get a copyright strike, so I'm not going to include that in the video here. Q posted this. It's a link to the Justice Department Twitter status, Protect the Vote, to report voting rights violations, alert election officials at polls. Here's a number to call. So Justice Department is on guard doing their thing to protect the vote. Bring the pain. Vote. Justice is coming. Simple meme. I took the cannon fire from one of Q's posts and just put in text over that. Pretty simple. Memes are not hard to make. Q posted this image, which is found on a Twitter status by Stacy Dash. And this is, it's actually Montana number one. Beautiful day, beautiful baby. Where we go one, we go all. Patriots United. Nice Q in the cloud. I like that. Q reposted this. It is from a tweet and says, together we win, Q. And this is from Viking Sparrow. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. That is a good thought on a day like today. Eyes on for our VIP patriots. Q posted this: history is being made. You are the saviors of mankind. Nothing will stop what is coming. Nothing. Q. Why are we the saviors of mankind? Well, personally, I believe Jesus is a savior of mankind. But Jesus has given his disciples authority, and he's given us the ability to elect our leaders. And if we elect corrupt leaders, our future is doomed. But if we elect righteous, just leaders, we have a hope for a good future. Q posted this. It's a link to Adrian Storm's status. We are united. The world is changing. Can you feel it, Q? This is the tweet from Adrian. Spending the day teaching the future generation the truth. I took photos of him at 1 year old and sister at 3, watching the inauguration because I knew how historical it would be. And we've got our hashtags there. We are united. The world is changing. Can you feel it? So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.